It is a lengthy, lengthy contract that we have with Brian Sullivan, Sully CNBC on the Twitter machine. And one of the key requirements is local music. This, Sully, is Hippocampus. Hippocampus song is Paranoid. They are playing Friday at First Avenue. I think you should fly into town. I'll get us two tickets and we'll see this band. They're very good.
I like it. First Avenue's legendary. I'm actually in Central Time Zone. I'm in Houston, Texas right now, so it wouldn't be that hard. And by the way, it's 105 degrees here with the humidity, so I wouldn't mind a little Minneapolis weather right now. Just throwing that out there.
We've had warm weather, but as a warm weather lover, I am fine with it. Not a big Houston fan. I got to be honest. Among the major cities in America, the humidity and it's so vast. I need just one centralized downtown where a lot's going on, as opposed to here's a strip mall. Here's a strip mall. Everybody gets a strip mall. That's what I think of with my travels to Houston. So let's get to it. The Fed says not a quarter point. We're going to cut the rate a half point. Your reaction to that is?
Surprised, but not surprised. That's a non-answer answer. Yeah. I sound like an economist. Yeah. Okay, I'm sorry about that. But I will say this. It is probably the most, in terms of expectations, the most surprising Fed decisions 2009. We also had a Fed governor, which is the really high level just under the chairman, the first Fed governor dissent on a cut since 2005. So really in 20 years, first governor to dissent on a cut in 20 years. So that's what makes it surprising. What does the Fed see that makes them think that we need to lower borrowing costs by a half a percent immediately versus a quarter of a percent? We don't know. The presser is on right now. Mm-hmm. We'll learn more hopefully. But I will say this. If your audience is hoping, oh, yay, now mortgage rates are going to fall, no. The bond market has already moved ahead of the Fed. So actually, bond yields are up. So in other words, mortgages and car loans and things like that have already moved down, anticipating this.
Okay, so let me go back to a couple of your comments here. Let's go to with the other governor stepping forward and saying, I'm against this. Is this a little bit like the Supreme Court that they try so often to have the 9-0 ruling because they really want to send a message to the country? And they get that a fair amount of time, but not often. But you're telling me this is extraordinarily rare. Will we hear from this individual to further explain this decision?
Not today, but maybe soon. It's Bowman. It'll just be like a footnote. You know, Bowman dissented, right? So, obviously, Jay Powell's the Fed chair. He's in a press conference right now. It's live. Mm-hmm. And hopefully we'll learn more. But listen, the Fed doesn't tip its hand much, right? I mean, they sort of speak in these generalities and kind of that's our job and our experts on the air's job to kind of parse through this. I think it is a bit of a surprise. You're going to have the conspiracy theorists pop their heads up and be like, well, the election's coming up. Of course, they cut by half a percent. So, listen, you guys are up there in Minneapolis. Everybody lives their own economy. I've always said that. Yeah. Government data can mean a little bit, but it doesn't mean everything. Everybody's economy is personal. And the Fed clearly saw something that made them want to be a little more aggressive in stimulating the economy, which is interesting. And now the new concern is, does this reignite inflation by creating, you know, more people borrowing money to build things, et cetera?
Okay. If that is going to happen, if the economy, and you're so right, my economy is different than your economy, Chris's economy is different, but if the broadest macro economy jumps up a little bit on the inflation side, how soon will we see that?
Man, that's a good question. I think it's not to punt again, but I think it's a regional question because certain pockets of America are doing better and certain pockets are doing worse than others. Generally, it takes about 9 months for any Fed move up or down to really trickle through to the economy, to where you start to kind of feel it. Remember, for 4 years, the Federal Reserve, since March of 2020, COVID hit, has been in a super easing mode. They dramatically cut rates, but they also did stuff that's a little more wonky, they bought mortgages. They bought treasuries. We called it quantitative easing in fancy schmancy CNBC terms, where they loosened the economy. Very, very layman's terms, they added a bunch of oil to the engine, right, and threw in some high-octane gas to keep things going. That helped spark inflation. Then they put the brakes on. So we'll see if this sort of gets the gas pedal going again, for lack of another car analogy.
Brian Sullivan is with us, outstanding as always. Check out his great work on CNBC on a regular basis, Sully CNBC and on X. I have on your network right now. They're carrying Powell. I obviously cannot listen to it, but they're putting the graphics up. And Powell, among the things he said, is the economy is strong overall. Is that something you expected Powell to say today?
Well, yes, but why? Why say that and then be cutting rates? I mean, if I was going to be critical of the Fed chair, and listen, Jay Powell was appointed by Donald Trump. So people, they try to politicize the Fed. Let's remember, Powell was appointed by Trump. Biden kept him in office. Powell is simply a human being, like all of us, who would probably like to keep his job. Now, whether or not that matters or not, those are not my words. David Zervos of Jefferies, many others have said that. These are human beings at the end of the day. If the economy is that strong overall, why cut borrowing costs? And I think that's a question that is a very good one that hopefully he will further answer. But, you know, it comes to inflation. I don't know what the Federal Reserve can do about the fact that many of your listeners' auto insurance rates are probably up 30% for no reason, or home insurance has surged 20% for no reason. Federal Reserve can't do anything about that.
What? Nothing. Okay. So I think another good point that you said is so much is already built in. And you live this every day. When you're on talking about it, we wait for jobs numbers. We wait for data like this. Well, the experts, you know, who are dealing with this are always 2-3 days ahead, you know. So what's your guess on what the market is going to do? Because I think a lot of laymen like me would think, well, geez, this says good things about the economy. So I would think I'm going to look at the Dow and the NASDAQ the next couple of weeks, and they're going to react really favorably. Is that just too much of a leap by me offering that up when, you know, the truth is we really don't know yet?
Well, a little, not too much of a leap. It's called a hop. Okay, it's not a leap. It's a skip or
that,
a hop.
Because that's probably is the reality of my leaping ability also.
Yeah, mine too, with my 4-inch vertical leap. Yeah. Yep. So it's here's the thing. The bond market knew the Fed was going to cut, whether it was going to be by a quarter point or a half a point. That was the question, but they knew a cut was coming. And by the way, forget about this cut. The bond market is expecting the Fed to cut interest rates for the next year and a half. Okay, for the next year and a half, maybe down another 2%. So the bond market, if you look at the yield on the 10-year, and I'm bringing this up because if your audience is trying to buy a home, the 10-year treasury bond is what mortgages are largely priced off of. So if you're interested in buying a home, you want to look at the price of the 10-year bond. And the yield on that has gone from 5.5% to about 4%. So down 1.5%. So mortgages are coming down. So the Federal Reserve, the bond market is 1% ahead of the Federal Reserve already.
Okay. We're 48 days away from the election, and the economy is always the biggest issue out there. And on the economy, the former president, in almost every single poll, is having a great deal of success against the vice president. We can't predict the next 48 days, but do you expect anything else that would be a bigger economic story outside of something really dramatic taking place than today? So if I say to you, Sully, we're reviewing the last 3 months, and I say, which day was the biggest day in economic news? And I tell you, it was the Fed cutting the rate by a half point. Is that right? Is that the biggest story?
From a CNBC perspective, it probably is. But here's the reality. I've been running for 2 years a basket of just 4 items at the grocery store. Same grocery store. I'm doing it on Instacart, so I get it. It might be a little more expensive, but it's the same store, same Instacart, same exact 4 products. Milk, eggs, bread, 1 pound of ground beef, same brand, same store, okay? I just re-ran it yesterday. It's up another dollar from last year, okay? Yes. So The Federal Reserve cutting rates, when your viewers and listeners are going to the grocery store and they're still annoyed that it's $100 a bag when it used to be $75 or $60 a bag. But here's the thing. What is Trump going to do about that? What's Harris going to do about that? What's the Federal Reserve going to do about that? They're not. Those prices are never coming down meaningfully because they're built into labor. Unless people get massive pay cuts and truckers start making less money and everybody takes a wage cut and a profit cut somewhere along the line, those prices are not going to come down. So I think the biggest economic story is, yes, did inflation come down? Sure. But if it kept up where it was going, we would have been doomed.
Yeah.
Prices are still much higher, much, much, much higher than they were 3 years ago for a lot of things. And I don't know any political party, Kang or Kodos, the Simpsons reference. I don't know. Either one could solve that.
Great stuff, sir. Thank you so much. Travel safe. You know, we'll reach out again soon.
Yep.
Brian Sullivan, Sully, CNBC, with us. I'm with him on the grocery shopping.